you're listening to the Under the Covers podcast. I'm your host, Megan, and I'm so glad that you're joining me today. If you want to learn more about any of the books or anything else we discuss on today's episode, visit us at underthecoverspodcast.com or follow us at underthecoverspod on Instagram. Let's get started.
So thank you guys so much for joining me today. I'm so excited. This is the first episode of a new endeavor that I have decided to undertake, because when do I ever decide to make life easy for myself? So, you know, the idea of the Dirty Tea is that we're going to talk about some books that people may not have heard about yet. It's kind of an offshoot of my podcast segment, Crack My Spine. Which I also think, I really do love a pun. Can you guys tell?
Right.
So, you know, the idea is, you know, if there's a book out there that, you know, hasn't really caught fire on TikTok and, you know, BookTok and Instagram yet, let's, you know, talk about why we loved it so much, give it a little hype and explain to people why, you know, we were so enamored by it. Again, this is going to be very spoiler light. We're going to keep it to the basics, but just tease it enough to let you know if this is something you'd be interested in diving into. So thanks so much, everybody. So does everybody just want to introduce yourselves really quick and then we'll get into the questions?
Awesome. Sure.
Okay. Eileen, you want to go first?
Sure. I'm Eileen. I am Bioform Jane on Instagram. I read a lot, but Sheridan's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Jenna?
I'm Jenna. I'm from Australia, so it's very late right now. I'm literature
really
and co. I'm literature and co on Instagram and TikTok, and I'm obsessed with reading as well. I read a lot, so much. I don't know how I have a husband.
I say that too. Kate Conroy, you want to go?
Sure. So I'm Elizabeth Kate. My Instagram is Red Velvet Kate with an 8 at the end. Yeah, it's that whole thing came from an actress. It's a whole other story. And I read quite a bit, but slow. I'm a very slow reader. Dyslexia is all the fun. But hi, I'm Kate. And I've been reading Sheridan for a very, very, very long time.
Awesome. Love that. And then Kate Johnson.
Hi, I am Kate Johnson. I do not have an awesome TikTok name yet. It's literally just, it's like the stupidest thing because of how common my name is. So it's _Kate__Johnson, but I'm working on it. So yeah, that is my TikTok.
I love it.
When I started, I wasn't planning on being like a book talker, and now here we are. So yeah, really Sheridan is right. I was like, okay, how many underscores do I have to put in this thing to make it work? But yeah, Sheridan is a one-click author. I was so excited to get this arc and it's amazing. And I'm super, super happy to be able to participate.
Yay. Oh, you guys are so much fun. And the arc team is like, it's the best ladies. So I'm so excited to get to chat with you guys. So I guess I'm going to go off on my first question with you guys. We like had the best couple in Brielle and Tanner, and I think we all know that they are fantastic. But we had a lot of really good side characters. Their friends are hysterical. So did you each have a favorite side character? And whoever wants to go first can just jump in.
I liked Ilaria. Like, it's somebody that, like, they could have been, like, bitter enemies, and they weren't, and that was just amazing.
Yeah, she's, like, a true blue.
I thought I'd hate her because of how, obviously, they originally met, but then I love that they just decided to just be best friends instead.
I think that, yeah.
Yeah. Everybody. I am Team Riley through and through. I think he is an absolutely amazing supporting character.
He is very funny.
He brings a lot to both like relationships. Like I like his relationship with Brielle and Tanner both separately and together, and how he brings tension into the story, I think was just done brilliantly.
I think he's their biggest fan, which is like the funniest thing.
Right?
Yeah.
With the way he acts, like, you, but then, yes, like underneath, I think he is like the biggest person rooting for both of them, which is so funny.
Yes.
Definitely. Okay. Awesome. So do we have a favorite scene that you remember? And obviously, again, no spoilers outright, but give what you can.
The prologue, I was equally like laughing and traumatized.
Yes, I am so traumatized from the prologue. So traumatized.
Yes.
It just set the scene for the whole book. You knew it was going to be like so funny, but so
it's just so relatable. Like, we've all been there with like, being self-conscious about things, and like that is like, yep. Like, thankfully I have not been there.
Oh my god, like, right?
Spiritually there.
You thought it was like at its like worst, and it just kept escalating and escalating. Yes. Escalating.
And you were like, how are we? Oh my god.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, those of us who are elder millennials and Nair was.
Oh yeah.
Before waxing, there was Nair. And
yeah.
No.
Nope.
I don't know how she decided, like, when that happened, she like just went to the biggest extreme. Like, there were so many other options she could have chosen.
Yes.
And she's like,
yes,
I'm gonna go with the most extreme option.
Yes.
Yes. This will be fine.
Go home.
And oh then god. Her brother.
Oh my god.
I feel
yes.
bad for her brother.
I'm like dying to see more of her brother now after like that whole scene.
I thought we were gonna see more of it, but I'm excited. Yeah. I'm
hoping in one of the next books he's in it, because I think he could be. I can't imagine he's not funny after that.
I know. Oh.
So other memorable scenes is mm-hmm. anything involving the twins bickering.
Yes.
So just anything with the twins.
I like the one twin who likes her friend. Like, that's so funny.
Yes.
And just watching them like bust his balls about it is.
And if you know Sheridan, it's like, you know, if you've read her books before, there's almost like in the back of your head, like, is she planting a seed? Like, is this gonna be a thing? Is this not gonna be a thing? But like, you don't know, because sometimes it goes somewhere and sometimes it doesn't. So it's like, I would like to see more of them, but she's probably not gonna do it.
Keeps you really on your toes.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. It does. I think they're so funny. And then like the track came out of nowhere, and like the woods came out of nowhere.
Yes.
Oh, yes. The woods so good. Loved it.
The woods was good. Like that, there's like, you know, like spicy scenes that will live in your head rent free.
That's definitely up there.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of Sheridan's scenes. So I told Eileen this before, is she has a way of making the spiciest scenes in the most unique way. I mean, if you read any of her other books, she has some very unique scenes. So I'm like, oh, I wonder how she's going to do it this time. Just random spicy out of nowhere. Yeah.
You have like, you know, the problem is that I like read this and Haunting Adeline back to back, and those wood scenes, like,
yeah, you were deep.
That was like
a
1-2 punch. I'm like, I want to go in the woods more. Clearly, no. I'm missing.
No, we're not spending enough time in the woods.
We're not spending enough time in the woods. That's what it is. Hiking, apparently, this is why everyone goes hiking.
You just stumble across and even drop the
line. Like, it's just too much exercise.
Hey, listen. Apparently it's a lot of exercise.
But the benefits. I mean, you really have to look at the benefits.
Lots of pros there, to be honest. I need to look into it.
How nobody has gotten ticks in with these wood scenes, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, well,
I think somebody's going to have a spider bite.
We do
a
fade to black during the tick check. Okay.
I would not put it past Sheridan for there to be ticks in one of the upcoming books. I mean, let's be real. Look at everything else she does.
I feel like she's an Aussie. She should put something like, we've got so many dangerous bush creatures here. I don't know how this is like integrated into the books yet.
You just need like giant spiders like carting people off, like in Harry Potter.
Just like a kangaroo pops out randomly.
The kangaroos are very dangerous. They can kick.
They are very dangerous.
Like,
I've seen videos where people are like, I'm trapped in my house. I can't get to work because there's a kangaroo in my driveway.
I used to work with wildlife animals, and kangaroos are scary. They're scary.
I mean, listen, that kick can probably really mess you up. So I can totally understand not wanting to leave the house if one's in your driveway. Like, I wouldn't want to piss it off. They look cute and cuddly, but no. Oh my gosh. So favorite trope in this book, like, so if you have a favorite trope, was it in this book? Is that like why you were so excited to pick it up? Or was there a trope in this book that you usually are like, eh, and you were like, wow, I really like the way she did it.
Surprised they like the poor little rich boy.
Oh yeah. That's yeah.
Like, that's, you know, a good one. It's like, oh, you have everything because you're rich, but like, you know,
I am not usually here for high school. Like, I will never rule anything out. I will read anything. I have no trigger. Like, throw whatever you have.
Yeah.
And it's not that I avoid it, but I was like, you know, when I saw the opportunity, like Sheridan was writing a high school book, and I was like, okay, if anything is going to get me on team high school, this is going to be it. So honestly, like, I love Sheridan's writing. I love everything else. And so I was like, God, you know, this is like a real crapshoot. And then I read like the teasers and like the synopsis. Yeah. And I was like, okay, so this is going to be okay. And then I read it and I was like, I forgot. There were times I forgot that it was like a high school book, but that was one of the things that was done so well, is that there was so much like age appropriate high schooler shenanigans, but they were also, there was a lot of like old soul moments too. Like,
yeah,
these characters really do know what's up. They just happen to be in high school kind of thing. And that's a very hard thing to pull off, where, you know, so many times it's like an author saying, okay, well, they're high schooler kid, but like, it's 90210, right? Like 25-year-old guys playing 17-year-old kids kind of thing. Yeah. Like, okay, well, they're adults, but they're in high school, because that's the trope I want. But this wasn't that. And I honestly was really surprised at how, like, I love this book. Like, this is one of my ride or dies now. And I'm just perpetually surprised that it's a high school and that I like it as much as I do.
No, I
totally, it's just hilarious. I mean,
it's
like,
so funny. I think that's part of it. You know,
from beginning to end, you're laughing your ass off.
Yeah, it's really got that balance, which I think is funny. And then when you were saying about, you know, usually not like it, like, I'm a hoe for high school romance always, but
I have a 17-year-old son, so it's weird for me. I think that's why, because I'm like,
I started dating at 16, so I'm like, oh, this is like my high school romance. This is great.
Right. Yeah. I can't help but read those and be like, he better not be doing, there is no way. You know? So I
know what you're doing when you go out.
See, and that, I think that's why it puts me personally off of high school sometimes.
That's true.
Like, this is a little too close to home.
She did a good setup of why they were old souls too. Like, I feel like sometimes, you know, people kind of shoehorn kids into like being more mature than they are, and it doesn't always work. But in this particular one, I think she gave them a good backstory for why they would be a little more mature than your like average high schoolers. And still, I think their friends are still average high schoolers, to be fair.
They even though they were older souls and like they had that level of like maturity and everything else, they didn't lose what makes them teenagers.
Yeah. No. And their friends like really do keep them, I think, grounded in that, you know, high schooler, like still being fun and carefree mentality too, which is, I think, why I like that she surrounded them with such good tertiary characters.
And it's done, like, it's done in a very believable way too. Like, it doesn't feel forced. Like, here's a high school girl and she's an old soul because X, Y, and Z, here's an obvious reason that's been done a million times before.
No,
and, you know, like it, the whole thing, you know, the character development, all that is very organic and felt unique and believable in a way that very few people can pull off effectively.
Absolutely.
The banter is definitely like, it's really good and mature, but it's also high school age, and it's not like any high school age. So it's not as if it's like, oh my God, they sound like children, but they still kind of have the aspect of like, yes, they're still in high school.
So it's like playful. Like,
there's that little bit of miscommunication because they're young, but it's not like whiny. It's like really good. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go around everybody. Three words you would use to describe this book. I know. Listen, no softballs.
Hilarious, sweet, and dirty.
Ooh, that's good. I like that.
They're good.
Wow.
Okay, so Eileen's on the ball.
I made notes earlier. I was like, this is not going to work.
All right. I'm just going to go with here's my very Kate answer for my three words for this book. The fucking best.
Yes.
I love it.
I can't say anything more. I feel like I can't say anything more without giving anything away. So I'm just going to be like, just read it. Like, just do it.
Just read it.
There you
go.
Yes,
that's good. I like that too.
All right.
Yeah, I'm skipping that one.
Okay. I think mine is going to be hot motorcycle dude. So that's
okay.
Because that's literally the three words you have to tell me to pick up a book.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a simple girl. I'm a simple girl. Okay. Yeah. As long as there's one, I don't care if it's a best friend. I don't care if it's the main character. If there is a hot motorcycle dude, I'm in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Leave everything else at the door.
I'm in. Okay. Yes. Same thing.
I guess I would say best crazy shenanigans.
Oh,
okay. That's a
yes.
Because there are a few scenes that it's like, all right.
She's good. She's good at the shenanigans. This is like this is a very fun, playful, like good read. It's still dark, which I mean, like I'm always into a dark romance, but it does have so many good, like, just very organic scenes of, you know, just fun chemistry with the friends that gives it levity. Like, it's not
overwhelmingly dark.
It's not a heavy read, I would say, at the end of the day.
No.
Yeah. No. Which is
great. It's not like light and fluffy. It has that little.
No, it's like a good balance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I need in my life. Like I read like a lot of really dark, I'm not a rom-com girl, but this is like a good, like, if you don't want to read something super heavy or you just read something super heavy, this is like such a good balance right after that to kind of like, yeah, just to bring you back.
I think the thing that I like most about this is that for me, it was surprising that it came from Sheridan because I'm so used to that darker, heavier, like gritty stuff from her that
he is
good
at the depravity. Yeah.
Yeah. And this was like, okay. Like it really, like she's flexing some muscle. Like it's a very unexpected.
I sort of expected like the funny from her because I've seen her banter with Tate, to be fair. So like I can see where it comes from, but in her books, I don't think she flexes that one as much. I think she's like really embracing that like wit and humor.
So this book, when she was first teasing it, she said, think back to my Broken Hill roots.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right. Yeah.
100%. It goes straight back. It's the same like funny banter, shenanigans, crazy. Like, so if people haven't read that series, which I know there's more people than I could ever imagine haven't read Broken Hill, they need to, because it's what
I love that.
It's my
first
Sheridan,
the audiobooks.
It's my series. And then when she mentioned that this book was more back like that one, I'm like, done. Like,
see, and I found her through like my first read of hers was Psychos, was the Depraved Sinners book one. So that's where I'm coming from. That's where, like, when I think back to like who Sheridan is, I'm like, okay, it's that harem, and it's those boys, and it's that dark craziness. And then I read this and I'm like, okay, so she can just do it all, apparently. Like, that's not fair.
She can.
Yeah. It's phenomenal.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so last question for you guys, and then I'll let you go, but it was so fun chatting with you. If you had to pick an emoji to describe that cliffhanger, what would it be?
Have you seen the new emoji that's like the face that's like a puddle?
Yes.
Just like melting. It's like that.
Like, I would say the screamy face, but it's not even her worst cliffhanger by like a long shot.
Mm-mm, no.
Like, it's a very reasonable cliffhanger.
Yeah.
So, I would just say the red face swearing one.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
That would work.
I'm going to go with like either the mind exploding or or this one.
Oh my gosh. I think I'm going to do like the kind of teary-eyed, like slightly sad.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Like with the big eyes.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Because I told my friends, I'm like, okay, come scream at me after you finish it. And
yeah,
like if you want. And literally the words that were said were like sweary face guy. Cause it just a whole chat of just messages after they read it. And I'm like, all right. I was like, yeah, that's about right.
And she's very surprised by that. Like, she's mentioned it several times, like in both of the Facebook groups, like, you guys, this isn't even like the worst cliffhanger. Like,
it's not a bad cliffhanger.
Yeah. I feel like she's genuinely surprised that people are as like, oh my God, when's the next book as we are.
You know, the problem is that she made them so lovable that we just want more. And then she like left us on a cliffy and we were like, but.
Like it definitely wasn't her worst, but it was just the way it ended. It was just so unexpected. And then it was just the end of the book. And you're like,
but we also don't want,
I kept flipping and I'm like,
Everyone kept telling me there was one. I kept seeing there's a cliffhanger. I'm getting towards the end and I'm like, no, how could you make this into a cliffhanger? And then there it is. And I'm like, all right, well, we did it.
It escalated very quickly and then it just stopped at like the peak of escalation. That's it.
I just feel like yesterday I was driving my son to school and there were people going in the lanes like this, and this person's going forward and this person decided to make a left from the wrong lane, and I feel like that's the cliffhanger. Like, this guy just cutting the off of that guy. Like, it was just like,
what? You know, you're gonna have your happily ever after and then you get smacked in the face and it's like, no, not yet.
It was just like, no one got injured, it wasn't an accident, but it was a near miss that I was like, oh, okay, now I'm awake this morning, okay, great. That's how it felt.
I mean, I go into these expecting this, right? Like, obviously book one isn't going to be like, okay, well, that's the end of this part. Stay tuned for the next one. You know, like a cliffhanger is to be expected, but I think what got me was not only that I didn't want any of that stuff to be happening, but for me, there was a very visceral connection to how the characters, especially Tanner, was reacting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that, I think, is what got me. Not so much what was going on, but like how everyone was processing it.
Oh, yeah.
And like you knowing what had to have happened for that to have happened.
Yes. And speculating.
Yes.
And you're just like, how did this happen? Like, you just like, how? Like, how did, like, it was just like quiet. And then it just happened. And you're like, how is this possible? Oh. Where did this come from? Like,
yep.
Should have seen it coming, kind of, a little bit. Like,
We should have.
I know, I feel so stupid.
You're just so engrossed that you forget about, like, you're just like, everything's going to be fine. Even though I'm at, like, 98%, it's fine. Like,
well, because I also do the thing where, like, I don't give myself any information before I dive into a book, right? I'm like, it's by Sheridan. Sold. Like, that was literally all I needed. So I didn't like read any blurbs. I didn't read anything else. I'm thinking,
okay, my dumbass went into this going, these are like interconnected standalones that she's starting now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So then I saw the cliffhanger. I'm like, I'm sorry. What? I'm like, and the book is over. What the fuck? Huh?
Yeah. I did the same thing. I was like tracking it in my Kindle app. And I did the same thing as Jenna did. I was like, I happened to glance and I was like, okay, I'm at 98%. Like, what is the ARC team freaking out about?
Yeah.
The last like four pages, I was like, oh, fuck you.
Yeah.
It was like, I'm done. Nah.
Sheridan, when you watch this, when you get up, just know, yeah, mm-hmm, that's how we felt. Betrayed.
I think
it's like a little in love with you, it's fine.
Absolutely in love with you. But like, that's the downside of being on the ARC team too, though, is that like, you can't go to Amazon and be like, okay, like, what's this about? You know, like,
no.
And going see blind. Other people's that's my reviews. Favorite part. We are absolutely blind. We get the little blurb, you know, the teasers, and do you want to read this book? And of course we want to read this book. But you know, future people get to go to Amazon and, you know, glean little things and go to Goodreads.
Or listen to this.
Or listen to this, exactly, and be like, okay, all right. But yeah, we had nothing. I was expecting something, but not that. And I think that's what triggered me.
I definitely agree. Wasn't expecting that. Expecting something, but kind of that, but not how it played out at the same time.
Right.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, I think that's all the questions I had for you guys, but I appreciate you coming on and chatting with me so much. This was so much fun. Everybody who's watching, thank you guys for watching. If you have not checked out this book yet, I don't think we could give it a better pitch than we did. So definitely go grab it now. It's Bradford Bastard by Sheridan Ann. It should be on Kindle Unlimited. You can grab it right now. And the sequel, second book in the series is coming out to make us a little better on this cliffhanger in just a couple
weeks. And the new cover is hot as shit.
Oh my God, the second cover?
Holy cow.
Off, bro. Like, why are we teasing me?
I have the original cover and then I saw the new covers and I was like, well, now I'm going to have to probably get the new covers.
Yeah, I bought both. About both.
Oh yeah. So definitely go pick that up now and stay tuned for the next episode of The Dirty Teas, where we're going to be talking about a new book. I don't know which one it's going to be yet, so stay tuned.